Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Following On podcast from TalkSport. I'm John Norman, alongside me as ever, Steve Harmison. Literally is actually. He's not in Ashington. He's at the Oval. So am I. The sun has well and truly gone. It didn't really appear for much today. Anyway, but what a day, says cricket. We are going to reflect on it all. You're watching, or rather listening, to Following On. So if you're listening to the show, you probably know by now that England ended up 53-3 after bowling India out for 191. Joe Root winning the toss again and having absolutely no hesitation in asking India to bat, as Harmy predicted would be the case. And, well, India never really got going. 28 without loss became 28 for 2. A spell of 43 deliveries without conceding a run. 2 wickets falling. Pujara went just before the lunch break. Jadeja came out surprisingly ahead of Rahane. Didn't ever look like he was going to stick around. And Kohli was the only batsman in the top 7 to make a score of note. He hit 50. But when Pant was out for 9, the score 127 for 7. You thought that was it. Not to be, though. One of 2 changes for India, making a difference. Shardul Thakur smashing the fastest 50 in Test history at the Oval. 31 ball 50, meaning India did register an underpar score, but nowhere near what it looked like they were going to be doing at one stage. All out for 191. England then reduced to 6 for 2. Burns playing on for 5. Hamid, well, I don't know what that cut shot was. He went for naught. But with Root and Milan at the crease with 10 minutes to go until stumps, it looked like it would still be clearly England's day. Not to be. Umesh Yadav, the other change set for India, getting one to nip back and bowling Root for 21, meaning this match and the series very much alive. So let's look back at all the action here on a 13-wicket day at the Oval.
Story of the day.
So, Harmy, have England let this one slip? I mean, it's not beyond their grasp. They're still marginally ahead of where the Indians are. But 127 for 7 at one stage. They were also 53 for 2 on the stroke of stumps. But India just refused to give up. And that has made for some compelling cricket. And it's cricket that you cannot wait to come back and watch here at the Oval on day 2.
Yeah, and it was from somebody that we predicted that was going to come into the side, which was Shardul Thakur. He strengthens their batting. We're yet to see whether he gives them the difference in the bowling department. If Joe Root's still there, and you have England at 53 for 2, and Root is still there, then you'd think England look in a great position, commanding position, 350, and this game's over. As it happens, it's not. It's Milan who is in that position. So, and he looked in good, form. But credit to England's bowlers. Yeah, it is a very, very difficult thing, and I know this. You know, loads of experience of this. When your captain asks you to bowl first in a Test match, he is basically saying, "You've got to win the game for us. You've got to win the game for us." You know, we are 2 hours away from winning the game. By lunchtime, when you bowl first after winning the toss, you have got to be in a position to say, we have more or less won the game from here. And I think at Tetewal, well, at drinks at Leasey in the middle of the afternoon, I think every single bowler on that England unit have said to Joe Root, we've done it for you, Skip. You mentioned 127 for 7. But then they let it slip. It goes 191. But we're talking about 191 as though it's 350. It's not. It's 191. This is a total which in first innings terms in Test match cricket is so well, you know, so well under par, it is ridiculous. But this is the England cricket batting unit we're talking about. So they have to be in a position to stand up. I think Craig Overton, as much as we've talked about on the YouTube channel, talking about when Rob Key talks about Michael Vaughan not wanting to send out a night watchman, I actually think this is a good night watchman for England to send out. One, he can bat. Two, he's got first-class 100. You know, he understands what, you know, the situation he's in. He's not going to get flustered, and he moves Pope and Bairstow a little bit further down the road, which means Ali and Chris Wokes, the powerhouse what we've got is a little bit further down if he can bat for half an hour. If Overton bats for half an hour tomorrow, England get 275 and beyond, and there's only one winner in this Test match. But there's a lot that is a big thing. Easy saying it, it's the hardest thing doing it. I thought England were magnificent this morning, and that really put India under pressure.
Did England bowl well, or did India bat badly? Or is this just where these two teams are now? England know the line, the length, and how to bowl at India, and India's batsmen just do not know how to break the shackles.
Now, England bowl well. England definitely bowl well. Sharma got a ball off Wokes, which was an absolute beauty. Anderson kicked the dearth from the end that we're sitting at right now, which is the media stand end, the OCS stand end. He kicked the dirt for six overs. Jimmy was struggling this morning. He had a little bit of a hump on. I don't think the foot holes were dry. They were a bit soft, and I don't think he really... And this is Jimmy Anderson. I don't think he trusted his action because... And I've been in this... I say this from experience. I think when he got the crease and his foot was landing, because he was slipping, he wasn't really in control of everything he was doing. And this is the great Jimmy Anderson. And it took him a while for them to dry out, for it really to get going, which he did do from the other end. A lot of people have been sitting in a hospitality end after half an hour, having made the right decision. Joe Root's had a shocker. It's not. It's just the lacquer hadn't quite come off the ball. Anderson was struggling from a foot. It looked like a foothold point of view. He went to the other end, which is a change room end, and things changed. England got a wicket, then one brings two. Two brings in this series a batting unit, which is on either side, by the way, which is very fragile. And then all of a sudden, India found themselves 120 odd for seven. So, yes, I thought it was very, very good bowling. You could argue that it was poor batting, but I think England got a little bit of an injection when I had a double look at. England lose, I think it was the third wicket, goes down. All of a sudden, I'm thinking, I've just dealt the hospitality lot. India batting unit hasn't changed. Ajinkya Rahane is not walking out. I was like, oh no, I've salted my dummy here. Out walks Ravindra Jadeja. That tells me everything, and that would probably have given England a lift, knowing that the minute that they got a wicket, Rahane comes in, what you're hiding for, all that stuff, that, you know, gamesmanship that goes with it. Pant comes in at number seven. I thought, if you're not going to pick the players in the areas that you trusted them in for the first three test matches, then you leave them out and you move on. India didn't do that, and that is largely down to the selection, the ego of this India side, and that's probably, for me, why they're in the position that they're in.
Yeah, there was real surprise at the start of play that the two changes that India have made. Okay, Thakur, we expected him to play, and boy, his innings certainly woke everybody up here, by the way. And Yadav, nobody tipped Yadav to come in. It was because Mohammad Shami had a niggle. It was Yadav that took the wicket of Joe Root right at the end of the play. So you'd have to say, yes, we'd love to see a bit of R. Ashwin, but actually the two changes India have made have already paid off in some regard. Yadav's got Root out, and Thakur has just smashed the fastest 50 ever at the Oval. His batting average here might even be better than yours.
Well, nearly better than mine. He's got out, so I didn't get out many times at this fantastic ground, which is actually getting better. But no, I thought India set the field. We talked about it, you know, in the preview. I thought they set the field better. They packed the slip area. They basically said to Joe Root, if you want to drive, drive it. And there was one that Joe Root got through sort of fourth slip and gully, which came down to the OCS stand where we're sitting now for four. And it went aerial, and I think that was the right thing. They had a fielder at third man, And then Joe Root got one, which he's been getting out quite regularly in the year 2019 and 2020, which a ball just nipped back off stump and went through the gate and bowled him. And it was a good bit of bowling. But, yeah, I didn't see Yadav playing even. And, yes, I got a bit stick off you yesterday about dropping the name of a VVX Laxman. But Laxman didn't even think about playing Yadav. He was all of Ashwin. Siraj had to play. Mohammad Shami was India's man. And I must admit, when I didn't see Shami and now I know he's got a niggle, he would have been unbelievable on this surface. I think Mohammad Shami on this surface would have been, I think he would have been such a handful. But England are in a great position. England are in a great position. And we find ourselves talking about the game as being quite evenly matched because of the frailties of the batting unit. Test match cricket tells you that first innings runs is normally between 250 and 300. India are miles behind the eight ball at this minute in time. And England should, irrespective of what India have done, be able to get on this surface, under the dimensions of this ground, because it's quite short in pockets and areas and it's a fast outfield, should be able to get 250 plus. If England get between 275 and 300 or go beyond 300, there's only one winner, and England should be sitting in their dressing room now or sitting in their hotel thinking we only bat once on this surface, even though it's 50 for three.
What did you make of Chris Wokes? Because, you know, he hasn't played Test cricket in over a year. He gets a wicket in his first over. He should have had a fifer if there was a couple of catches went down off of his bowling, including Kohli, actually, when he was on 22. He went on to score 50. So, again, you know, England have had their chances to bowl in India out for about 130 today, and they haven't taken it. But, I mean, he bowled wonderfully well, didn't he? And he got extravagant seam movement. He got good bounce. Great line. It was one little stat, though. Same on the lines, his first nine overs went for 18, and his last six went for 36 or something when Thakur tucked in. But it was great to see him. It was great to see him back.
It was great to see him back, and I'll come on to the second part of what the way England's bowler, or this sort of attack has been talked about over the last few years in a minute. But I think Wokes coming back into the squad, he was always going to play. I thought if it wasn't for Curran, it would have been for Anderson, to give Anderson a rest and move him in a position to be fully fit and firing and ready for Old Trafford. But it wasn't that long ago where former England players, me myself, and I'm happy to say it, we're looking at Broad, Wokes, Anderson, and I'm thinking Wokes, Anderson, Robinson, and this, they cannot play in an international side and be effective. You give them a surface, which we've had today, and they can be effective. And I thought all of them on this surface was effective. Now, moving forward, longevity moving forward, then, you know, question marks because of where we're going in the next 8 months. To Australia, then the Caribbean. This bowling attack will be toothless. But on a surface like this, Chris Wokes is every bit effective as any of the other bowlers, and it was great to see him back. And I think he still has more of an impact in this game with the bat than he has with the ball. He had a great first day, and yeah, he got tapped a bit from Thakur, which is probably the Chris Wokes who hasn't played a lot of cricket coming back. That's what you worry about. But I think with the bat coming in at number, what, he'll come in at number 8 or number 9 now. If he can get 40 or 50, and I still expect Moeen Ali, a little special from him, then all of a sudden, you know, it's a whole different ball game. The all-round selection for me has worked, and it's great to see him back because he's an inspiration for a lot of people, Chris Wokes, the way he plays the game, the way he conducts himself as a person, and he's all round, you know, good guy in the dressing room. I think you can only want good for him, and it was brilliant to see him back.
Third top scorer today was David Milan. He's still there, 26 on and out. He might be out first ball tomorrow, but there was something quite reassuring about seeing him at the crease with the score 5 for 1 when he walked to the crease and 6 for 2 when he'd only been there for a couple of balls. And I know it's early days and I'm not expecting him to score 20 test centuries at 3 for England, but, you know, he knows his game, and that much was evident today.
that's what we picked him for. We talked about in this and the following on podcast and the Cricket Collective when we talked about the frailties of the England batting unit. What is going wrong with England? We're losing too many wickets quickly. We look frantic. Well, even when David Malan plays and misses, he doesn't look frantic playing and misses. Yeah. You know, he seems to have this calmness of playing missing, that which is a good thing. It doesn't give the bowler an added sort of little bit of an oomph to come back and next over. And for me, that was evident today. Ball was doing a bit. Ball was moving about. Wickets were going around him. And he seemed to... He has this ability to put the bad ball away, which is great. Horizontal bat. I think he's a better player, and I think he's a better... His game's better than what it was the last time he was here. So, which is brilliant. And I'm one that I wasn't bothered whether it was Vince or Milan that came back. I just wanted a calming influence at number three who could use his experience, absorb pressure, take time out of the game, but put the bad ball away. That was our problem. Put the bad ball away, because so many times you've had 1, 2, and 3 over the course of the last 18 months where they've played and missed, and then left the bad ball. With an experienced character who knows their game in Milan, he's put the bad ball away. Straight away, what does that do? It puts pressure on the bowler. The bowler's ball that you normally play and miss, because he's got confidence, he's now searching himself. And then you can release the pressure and then transfer the pressure onto the bowler. And I think that's what Milan's done over the course of these last 3 innings. Very good.
Moment of the day.
What was the moment of the day? Was it Joe Root getting out just before stumps, or was it Ravindra Jadeja walking to the crease ahead of Rahane at 5?
I think it's Root getting out. That was the big moment of the day, because I think that is... The day is England if Root doesn't get out. But don't take away from what happened with Ravindra Jadeja. England bowlers will be going to Rahane and Pant when they walk out into the cauldron of battle in front of 20-odd thousand at this fantastic ground. Oh, what are you hiding for? All this, they're hiding, and it'll still come again. Your captain doesn't back you. Why are you batting it? And then the pressure that comes with it. We've seen how they got knocked over. But for me, moment of the day is definitely Joe Root getting out, because if Joe Root is still here, and Milan was the one that was out, England 50 for 3, England fans will be going away from this great ground going, we're going to get 300 and we're going to win the game.
What is going to happen tomorrow?
Okay, Harmy, your predictions have been pretty spot on up to now. What do you predict for day 2 of this fourth test between England and India?
I think England will be batting until about 5 o'clock. I think the game will go fast forward. I think the wicket is still got a bit in it. We've not got beautiful sunshine for the next few days, so there's a bit of cloud cover. The ball's going to probably outdo the bat, which I think suits England, because I think England, if they can bat till just after tea, be around about 280, 300. And then for me, there's only one winner in this test match. I'm looking for a little special from Moeen Ali, possibly batting with the tail if it comes to it. Or Chris Wokes doing the same and getting a quick fire 40 or 50, which will demoralise India and just take the game away from them.
Well, we'll find out whether Harmy's prediction is correct. The following on podcast will, of course, be back following play. And if you want a little bit more of myself and Harmy, head over to YouTube for 7 for 12, Steve Harmison's own personal YouTube channel, where we host a daily live Q&A show. So get involved in that. We'll be broadcasting from 7 p.m. On Friday and Saturday, if the game goes on that far. Anyway, thanks for listening to Following On. We will be back, as I say, following day 2. Whether it'll be a 13-wicket day or not, well, only time will tell.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.